And we're going to take a turn now to some developing news this morning, and that is the trip of Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice to Iraq. She arrived in Baghdad today, pressing Iraqi leaders for a quick agreement to a security deal outlining the withdrawal of American troops. The so-called, it would be part of the so-called Status of Forces Agreement, or SOFA, which gives the U.S. permission to basically operate in the country. Rice says the two sides are nearing an agreement, but stresses there are still unresolved issues. We go to Baghdad now to Crispin Thorold, who is reporting for our partner, the BBC. Thanks for being with us, Crispin. And something just crossed the wires not even 30 seconds ago, saying that U.S. Secretary of State Rice says proposed pact would turn security for Iraq over to Iraqis.
Yeah, good morning to you. I mean, basically, we've just had a press conference, the Iraqi Foreign Minister Hoshi Zebari and the Secretary of State, both of them saying that they're very good, fruitful discussions that have been taking place, and particularly the Iraqi Foreign Minister saying that they're very close to finalising what would be an extremely important agreement. I mean, beyond that, the Secretary of State stepped back from going into too many details about the exact content of this agreement that's being discussed at the moment, but she said it was an advanced statuses of forces agreement. It's shown great flexibility. The administration's shown great flexibility in the negotiations, and it will be an excellent agreement when we finally have agreement, was how she put it.
And Crispin, is some element of this specific to when the U.S. might withdraw more troops from Iraq?
That certainly seems to be the case. And what Hoshi Zebari, the Iraqi foreign minister, said is we are talking about a time horizon. He said it very clearly. And he argued that that's a sign of confidence on the part of the Americans in the Iraqi military and the security forces as a whole, and really showing the self-reliance that the Iraqi security forces are establishing at the moment. But neither the Secretary of State nor the Iraqi Foreign Minister would give any detail on specific dates. I mean, the two dates that have been heavily rumoured over the past few weeks is by next summer, American forces coming out of the main urban centres, coming out of places like Baghdad and going into big bases, and the Iraqis saying by 2010 or 2011, US combat troops to be pulled out of this country. But that's certainly the leaks that are coming from the Iraqi side.
And this has been a very long process, perhaps taking much longer than even the Bush administration had anticipated. Two issues that have seemed to be real obstacles are, one, the prosecution of U.S. contractors under Iraqi law, and also the prosecution of U.S. troops under Iraqi law for any alleged infractions. Do you have any sense of how they resolved those two issues?
Well, that was a question that was put directly to the Secretary of State, and she said very clearly that she felt that any specific details at the moment were inappropriate, and that administration was working together with the Iraqis as partners to address concerns to both sides. I mean, she then went on. It was interesting because, I mean, this point about American troops being potentially liable to prosecution under Iraqi law has become a very important thing for the government of Iraq, but also particularly for the Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, who in the course of these negotiations we've seen sort of asserting nationalistic attitudes that we haven't seen him assert in the past. And what the Secretary of State said in this news conference that's just finished is no one is more pleased than the United States to see a sovereign and strong Iraq. So that's how she addressed that issue.
And was this truly a surprise visit by Secretary Rice?
It was, we always use the phrase here, unannounced visit. I mean, it was, we had rumours that it was coming, but as always, because of security that surround any of these visits, be they from senior members of the American administration or the British government or indeed Arab leaders, everybody sworn to great secrecy ahead of time.
So there was this sense that she was coming, that this was still very high on her agenda in getting through the details of this Status of Forces agreement, because the clock is running. The deadline for the current Status of Forces agreement runs out at the end of the year, doesn't it?
It does, absolutely. I mean, the critical deadline, one deadline has passed, which was the end of July, which was really a self-imposed deadline by the Americans. Bear in mind, negotiations have been going on for 10 months. A deadline of the end of July had been put in place. That was missed. In a way, that was an artificial deadline, because the critical date is the end of 2008, because that's the moment that the UN resolution that gives American forces, and indeed any other international forces in Iraq, the legality to be here. That's when that legality expires. So the Americans have to, and the Iraqis have to, get to this agreement before then. So the clock is ticking, but it doesn't seem to be a desperate rush. But on this side, quite a lot of work needs to be done once the Iraqis and the American government have agreed, in that it then has to go to the parliament and has to have the approval of the parliament, and then the presidential council, which includes the president and the two vice presidents who represent the different communities here in Iraq.
And Crispin, that in part explains why the Iraqi leadership was holding very firm. What was most important to them, do you think, in getting out of this status of forces agreement?
I think, in a way, probably the most critical thing is this date. When are U.S. combat troops going to be out of Iraq? And it's a really difficult issue, because you're hard-pressed, apart from the Kurds, you are hard-pressed to find Iraqis who want American troops in this country. But, you know, if you start talking to people, you say, is Iraq ready to stand on its own two feet?
Because that certainly begs that question. Are they ready?
And we don't, in many ways, know the answer. I mean, there's one way of testing whether the Iraqi security forces are ready, and it could have difficult consequences for Iraq, but also for United States policy in this region. I mean, the thing I'd say is, I was out on patrol with American troops yesterday in a Sunni area of northern Baghdad. There'd been a suicide bombing there on Sunday. There was a roadside bomb nearby when we were on patrol. I met a man who was talking about militias still coming to his house, trying to drive him out of his house in a mixed Sunni-Shiite area. And violence may be down considerably, but it's certainly not over.
Okay, Crispin Thorold, thanks so much for that update.
Many thanks.
Crispin Thorold, he reports for the BBC, our partner, and he was coming to us from Baghdad with the very latest on Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, her trip there today.
You know, Adora, I want to remind everyone that we are always on here at The Takeaway. You can catch up with us on Facebook, FriendFeed, Twitter. Today, we are following, of course, the latest from Baghdad, also the ongoing conflict between Russia and Georgia, looking at security in Mexico, and remembering brands like Hydrox Cookies that are making a comeback. Remember them?
We're also talking all day about a new report that says nearly a quarter of a million of children were spanked in a U.S. classroom last year. We ask you, when is it okay to hit a child? Do you think it's okay for teachers to hit a child? Give us your thoughts, 8778-MY-TAKE, or follow the conversation on our website, thetakeaway.org.
We're still on our campaign road trip. Takeaway political director Andrea Bernstein and our producer Adam Hirsch are on the road. We're following their trip on the show and also online. Hey, listen. This is what Tony had to say.
With all the stuff that's going on in this political environment, wouldn't it be nice just to have an election right now, right this minute, and the winner becomes the president and the loser becomes the vice president, and take all those financial dollars they're spending on commercials and everything and buy down the deficit?
Well, there's an idea, and here's our takeaway, or at least one of them.
To some extent, Russia is now almost kind of exercising the demons of the 90s.
That was Clifford Levy.
From the New York Times. He's the bureau chief there in Moscow, and we talked to him earlier about Russia's resurgence.
If you missed anything on our show or want to weigh in on anything, go to our website, thetakeaway.org.
I'm Catherine Lanfer, in for John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji, and you're listening to The Takeaway.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.